More with Mo. My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at Juliland.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who loves big boxes, Mr. Richard Avery.
Yo.
How's it going today, Dick?
It's going great. It's going really, really good. It could be better. It could be worse, kind of a thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know.
I'm tired, as always.
You're always tired because you run 72 blogs.
Yep.
You
running theaveragemo.com is a lot of work.
Actually, I've been doing a lot more of the work.
I know. But just the little I do, though, is a lot of work.
But
hey, dumb question. I know this is interrupting your whole thing. All these really cool, I love your shots, Mo of the Days. I mean, I look at them every day.
Okay.
All done on set?
These are 95% of all shot on set with my iPhone.
Oh, very cool. And it's just with the iPhone.
Yeah, everything you see that's a Mo of the Day, except for a couple, right, are all on the iPhone.
I did not know that.
Yes.
They're really good.
And that's what I try and do, is I have it be a fun on set type thing. And so
some of those girls are real cute. I don't know why you're not shooting them.
It's difficult. Okay. It's difficult.
Because
I'm
annoying.
A failure. If you listen to the relationship episode with Alex Chance, if you listen to the last 2 minutes, you'll understand why I'm not shooting any of them. So now that we're totally off topic, but you know what? When I'm not on set and I'm not shooting Mo of the Days, or I'm not working hard on theaveragemo.com, do you know where I am?
Where?
I'm at Target.
No.
I really? It's like sometimes I'm shopping for stuff for myself. Sometimes it's for sets. It's for all sorts of different things. But I found somebody. Actually, you found somebody who also has a love for Target.
Yes.
Miss Nikki Next.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
So I appreciate you coming all the way out here to talk about this mutual love that we have. Dick is going to love this because he's going to be sitting in the corner going, I don't know what's going on.
I just don't get it. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say much because I don't get the whole thing.
No, I mean, we talked.
She's obsessed with it. Like, she goes there. It's like her church for her.
It's like a daily routine.
She goes there. She gets on a knee and does the sign of the cross.
Oh, no.
She rocks gets her red cart. It's like getting her communion. They, like, you know,
oh, actually, speaking of, I like the red carts there.
I did.
They're
too.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, some of them get a little janky. I was at the Target at North Hollywood, and they had some pretty beat up carts. And I'm not saying it's because of the clientele that shops there, but I'm just saying.
Wink, wink.
Nod.
That's where they put all the leftover carts.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll send them to that store.
I think it's a lot of the homeless that steal them and run with them, and they come back and they're just beat the fuck up.
Right. They have, I think it's in Brea, the one, if you push the cart out of the parking lot, it stops.
With the locking system. And it's like, my car is 3 spaces away. Why can't, and it's like, then you push it.
I saw a lady do that one day.
It's awesome.
Both of you, you guys each tell me the big deal about Target. What is so good about
Target? Well, I was going to say before you go there is what our favorite Target is, because then it tells us what the big deal is for each one.
I only know the one on La Brea.
The one on La Brea is nice. And it has an interesting, it's a little higher end because of the clientele in West Hollywood there. And they expect, the gays, let's just put it this way, the gays expect more out of their Target than the North Hollywood store.
You get that
crappy cart. Trust me, there is not a wobbly wheel in that fucking place.
And they're all really clean and neat and organized and properly placed.
Exactly. Everything's good. I think everything's the higher end.
I noticed that last time I was there.
And it's not to generalize, you know. Yeah.
So anything, what are your favorite Targets?
What's your favorite Target?
So I live in Santa Monica. I go to the one by UCLA in Westwood. The city Target, that's my number one. I also spend a lot of time in downtown, so I go to the one by Staples Center. I think that's a city Target too.
That one's
bigger though.
Okay.
No, it's bigger than because I've been to the one at UCLA, and it's not a large store.
Very small.
It's literally like, in comparison to a Ralph's, it's like a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
It has anything, instead of 50 kinds of paper towels, you have a selection of 3.
Yes.
And it's good.
So it's more like a Target boutique.
Ooh, yes.
But their clothing selection is the best, I think.
Oh, whatever.
Now, there's different versions, and I'm assuming that if I would have Googled this before the show, because we all know how I don't really prepare for the show, and Dick hates this. But I've seen the city Targets. I've seen the standard Targets. And then I was the one in Burbank's a Target Greatland, and I think when
is that what they call it Greatland?
Yeah, it's the Greatland.
That's what I call it.
Now I don't know if they've removed it, but I think the Target Greatlands were supposed to be the ones that had the full grocery store or like a good sized grocery store inside.
So should I start a Target Julieland like
you version?
The bullseye, and in the middle is a pussy.
Wow, that's I mean that's not a bad idea.
An ode to Target, yeah. The best store in the world.
So I've been to the one at UCLA, but I'm more of a standard Target. I go to the one on Sepulveda the most, and the only problem I have with that one, and I'm okay with it, but it's a multi-level one.
Yeah.
And so then you have that cart mover thing that you go downstairs with. I want to go down at one with an escalator. But I think I'd be escorted from the premises. But, I mean, it's one of the problems. And, like, if you go to Glendale Galleria one, now they're all attached to malls, by the way. I see that more and more. The Glendale Galleria one is 3 levels.
What?
Yeah, it's insane. And you go up, and if you want to go to the toy section, it's, like, at the top.
So my question is, like, what do you guys buy there?
Everything.
Yeah, literally everything. They should have one at the Promenade. They don't have one in Santa Monica.
Oh, that
and it makes me really upset because I walk a lot of places.
So my question is like a tough question here. What don't they have that you wish they had?
Oh,
that's a good question.
That's a very good question. I mean, they have a lot of shit.
Because at times I've got the first time I went to one, the biggest surprise to me that I didn't know because I hadn't been really. I don't go to these things. I remember walking in and saying, wow, it just looked like a department store. Like it could be Macy's or anywhere. But it blew me away was that they had groceries. I didn't know they had groceries in there.
Yeah, that's a relatively new thing in the past few years. They kind of took the, and I hate to use their name, they kind of took the Walmart angle where they had the Sam's Club and they kind of threw everything together.
We don't mention Walmart. Which,
now, I do have to say, although I love Target, I'm not a huge fan of the grocery. I still go to a Ralph's for a grocery store. But Alex will go through, she will want to buy bleach. And it'll be $5 at Ralph's. And I'll be like, no, we're going to Target. It's $1.98. What are you talking about? And so we can spend $50 to get at Ralph's to get $30 worth of product at Target. Yeah. And so I'm all about that. But as for stuff they don't have, there's not really been a time that I walk in and go, oh, actually, you know what I wish they did have was, I wish that, like they did with the grocery store, I wish they had a bigger, like, Best Buy type thing where they had more electronics.
That
where they
would be
had,
cool.
You know, where you could go in and feel like you, because their TV selection, things like that, are pretty limited.
Well, the good thing, the one up here in La Brea is right next
right
to
right next door is the Best Buy. And that's what I was thinking is if they had that area, then I would be, that would,
I just wish
probably
they,
be the only
I
thing.
I just wish they had really good drugs. Like they should open like a dispensary inside them.
Well, if you go in the back and you wink and you do secret handshake.
Oh, trust
really?
Me. Those guys.
I'll let you know later.
I can get an 8-ball.
Oh, but you know what?
You can get whatever you want.
I have been noticing they've been getting rid of their garden areas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they used to have
that. They used to have that. That seems to be, maybe it's an LA thing or whatever. But I have to say, right now, currently on my body, my undershirts, or my undershirt, singular, Target. My underwear, Target. My socks, Target. My shirt is Marona, I believe is how you pronounce it.
Wait, I think I'm Target. Love.
Target.
Like, is everything you're wearing Target?
My shirt's from H&M, which is, I'm sorry, Target, because I usually
you
wear
cheated
Target
on
every
them.
Day. Oh, man. But my leggings are jeggings because they have back pockets from Target.
Oh, I do have to say, and I hope somebody from Target actually listens to you guys. They didn't sponsor this. This is all on our own. Chipotle is our only sponsor. So I wish that my polos, my uniform nonstop is jeans and a polo shirt. I'm all into the blacks and grays, but I'd like to see more color. They only have about 5-6 shades during each season, and I'd like to see more variety. So if anybody's listening, please, more variety of your fine Marona standard polo shirts.
So here's another dumb question. When's the last time you were at Target?
2 nights ago at 11 o'clock, the one on DeSoto. They close at midnight.
Nikki?
Wow, I like the ones that close late. 2 days ago, their leggings were on sale, so I bought 3 of them.
I was very
proud of myself.
Like, she buys leggings nonstop. She probably only wears them once.
They go bad.
and that's a great tip for anybody out there. Just so you know, a great tip about Target is in the women's section. Now, I do wardrobe for, I think I've mentioned about 75 episodes. but the leggings, the stockings, yeah. things like that, and the socks go on clearance sale. Like, yeah. not just like, oh, we're on, it's full on clearance. Where right. it can, a pair of socks that's $4 or $5 can go down to 93 cents.
Right. I did a shoot once with Audrey where we were on our way to a hotel and we stopped at a Target, bought a couple outfits and took it to the hotel and shot them.
Yeah. No,
you know,
I mean,
like it was, they have cute stuff. Yeah, they do. It's so funny too. Like, cause you sit there and if you stand around the women's section and you're like, you watch the women, and I'm sure you notice this, Nikki, that it's like, there's all these like, girls buying this like cute little sexy things. And then there's like these older women that you'll see it sneak in there and buy some cute sexy thing. And you're just like, oh, that, I don't want to see you wearing them. Like, I just have to, it's like, okay, the cute girl buys a cute sex thing. You're like, cool. Then some old lady comes and buys the same thing. And you're like, oh.
They wait around the corner and then until the other girl leaves and they go and they pick it
up. I'm
going
to buy the leopard bra. And you're like, oh.
You know, because I do shopping for wardrobe there, and one of the great things is they're fairly inexpensive. And I'm not buying the hot, sexy stuff. But when I have the teen girl stuff where I need fillers with like tank tops, things like that, all that, easy. I can get stuff there. Yeah. But what I found was Alex needed some young girl stuff. Like they wanted her to dress young girl. She was 25. What the fuck is she wearing young girl stuff? And we went through and she was looking in the, you know, the women's department. There's nothing young and cute there. Yeah. So I took her. I said, let's go to the little girls department. And I said, and we'll just get the largest size panties out of that. And so we're going through and they're the perverted little cute stripes and flowers. And she's like, it's frightening that you know about this, but it works.
Yeah.
And but the only problem is you can't find the matching bra sets because they're for 8-year-olds.
Right. Exactly. You forget about
fat 8-year-olds.
My one complaint about the like women's lingerie section is they don't have a lot of matching bra and panties, like lace stuff. You can find a really cute bra, and you have to go through all the panties to find the matching one.
They don't put them together. Complaint. Like they like always have everything separate. That's like they're not sets.
Right, they should put it together. Cause I went to H&M. I'm to buy this top, and they have all their bra and panties are all coordinated, and it's a better layout.
See, and that's always a better thing. I actually shop quite a bit there for sets. My go-to for enemas, douches, baby wipes, all that.
They sell all that there?
All of it.
Enemas.
Yeah.
All in one section.
Every in one section, really, yeah.
No.
Porn section.
Oh,
porn section. Porn materials, aisle 4. Is that what they kind of do? Like, I'm here shopping to make a porn movie, then they just like send you, oh, that's aisle 4.
Yeah.
All your needs.
No, they do vary.
Do you buy condoms
different?
There?
Yeah.
I do.
The condoms are not the cheapest, but there's variations in stores. So the Corbin one out in Northridge is a little different from the one on DeSoto in its size wise. But I can go through. I can do Corbin. I can do DeSoto. I can do Sepulveda. I can do North Hollywood, and I can do. I guess I got Sepulveda in there. So I can do those 4 stores. I have them. I know them. So when I'm going through, it doesn't matter. I go through that door with my. I go exactly straight for, you know, the condoms for any of that type of stuff, any of that. But the baby wipes. I wish they would get a little bit more porn friendly and put the baby wipes next to the thing.
So you have to go.
So I have to go over and
to
the
baby section.
Yeah, when I buy the paper towels and there's toilet paper there, I can get the flushable wipes because Valley Homes can't seem to handle a regular baby wipe. Then I go to the baby section, grab that, and I'm done with that kind of stuff. Then and I can be in and out if I'm just buying set supplies like that. I can be in and out of Target in 10 minutes or less. Easy.
You know where everything is.
Yeah.
So have you been to the ones where the condoms are behind a glass door?
Yes.
They have to open it.
No, it was funny. The North Hollywood.
Excuse me, can you get some help over here?
I mean, it's so.
And you get all. I would get embarrassed.
Yeah. It's so rare that you see that at like Target where they have something behind glass, and they had the. You know, usually it's razor blades because those, you know, for something that probably costs a dime.
It's that and all the allergy medicines.
Okay, or the flu medications because of, but I went through and they had condoms and I'm in North Hollywood again, not to judge any group, but I looked at the guy as I've bought everything. I don't care. So I go through and I was like, I need to get some condoms out of there. And I looked at the guy and I said, the one thing in this entire store that's locked up are these condoms. The one thing in this store that should not be locked up are these condoms. And you can go there. Trojan, Magnum, anybody should be more than happy to go, hey, yeah, we had $500 in losses this year of stolen condoms.
Yeah.
We'll replace them because It cuts down on STDs. It cuts down on pregnancies. Let teenage kids steal them.
Yeah,
who
but
cares?
It's still, our society has still has a hang up on condoms, which is just the stupidest
and
thing.
Sex
in the world.
In general.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So it all stems from all that.
I mean, I think it's the general public. It's a good safety measure, and I'm like, listen, teenage kids are afraid to go and buy stuff.
Honestly,
let them steal it.
Yeah, condoms should be free anyways.
You can go. Planned Parenthood has free condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a public service announcement.
Now, that's one thing. Perhaps there should. I know they have optical sections in a pharmacy, of course. Perhaps there should be a Planned Parenthood in all Targets.
Not a bad idea.
Especially in the valley.
next to the porn aisle, the Planned Parenthood, with all the tests for pregnancy.
Make an appointment kiosk.
No, I mean, they are getting bigger, and they have a ton of stuff. But
so,
I
do you guys, what do you feel about Walmart?
Boo.
Really?
Yeah, one word, boo.
What's the problem with Walmart?
Okay, let's go with, first of all, the Porter Ranch one. For all the people who don't live here in Los Angeles, I apologize for the references of the place, but this is a very LA thing to do, is to just name off by streets. The one at Porter Ranch is the least helpful store I have ever been in my entire life. I went in asking for a certain kind of shirt, which was a button-down shirt. That's it. I'm looking for... Oh, no, we don't have those. You don't have button-down shirts? It's the wrong season. As I go an aisle over and get an entire rack of button-down shirts, and I went over, and she goes, oh, yeah, I forgot about those. I mean, it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
She probably didn't even know what a button-down
shirt
was.
And then Walmart, you go to the one that's over on Fallbrook that's better, but... You go in and it's not the same. It's just, it feels almost a little trashier. It's not Kmart trashy. Because that's,
it's not that bad.
That's the blue light special of shit. But, so.
I just think they don't have a good selection of anything. They don't have Hanes leggings, which is the only thing that I wear. So.
Oh, you know
this
what?
This girl, because, like, leggings, like, she doesn't wear shorts.
I need to do an
pants.
Ad campaign for leggings.
No, I think you need to, like, you know, I don't know.
Buy some jeans.
Draw on your horizon on wardrobe besides leggings.
These things called jeans. They're great.
Exactly. Or cutoffs or shorts. Or
I stopped by. I was going to go to the Michaels and to pick up some elastic. Oh. Right? Just some standard elastic.
Oh,
they were closed.
I love Michaels.
So I go over to the Walmart going, they have fucking yarn. They have an aisle of yarn. I went in and I looked. They had zero elastic. Oh, it's not something people come in for. I asked the lady nicely, very nicely, do you have a large selection of people coming in to get yarn? She goes, you'd be surprised how many people buy yarn. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, yarn's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's like yarn barn over there.
Yeah. There's a lot of old people who like to knit and have no lives.
They like to crochet.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe Walmart is for... Okay, Kmart's for the really old. Then you have the Walmarts that are just for the old. Target does not have yarn.
Is there a...
There is no yarn at Target. We don't need yarn.
Okay, so my question is then... Is there some sort of target audience that Target caters to?
Oh, I saw what you did there. What do you think?
All the cool people.
Yeah.
All the cool people. It's like Target for the cool people, where Walmart's for like all the losers.
Okay, let's just go with this.
That are on government subsidies.
There would not be a Walmart in West Hollywood. That would not happen. No. That place would be shut down within 3 months.
Down
but Target, it's there. Okay. I mean,
a Target in Beverly Hills? No. No.
Ooh,
there's one
know.
At the Beverly Connection. Across the street from the
right.
Beverly Center.
Oh, there
that's
is.
I go to
yeah.
that one's pretty good actually.
Yeah. So that's Beverly Hills adjacent.
Right. So there is.
That's my closest one is La Brea. Okay. Yeah, so there is one that's kind of but there's not one like in the heart of Beverly Hills.
No. Just the one across from the Beverly Center.
Okay. It would be if you could put it on Beverly right next door to Rodeo, or if there was like a boutique Target on Rodeo.
Oh my
so
god.
Cool.
They have enough
do
money.
That.
Instead of giving away 5% to like charity and stuff, they should put that 5% to having like a corner store on Rodeo with boutique Target.
I can't even that'd be just so weird.
With a platinum card.
You know how much how much rent on Rodeo Drive is?
It's Target. They got the
dollars.
They can
sell platinum cards, like silver platinum cards.
Exactly. Instead of their red card.
A black card.
I can buy the entire store with this black card.
Do you have a Target card?
I don't. Alex does.
Do you?
They wouldn't give me one, but until recently, but now I do have one.
No, wait. Because
you save by 5%.
And that's the one that's attached to your own debit card then.
Yes.
Because it's not, it's just basically another version of your debit card. They, you swipe it and it goes, they pull it from your debit card, but you save 5%. So essentially they have all your information, just
that's
like
cool,
you would.
Actually.
And yeah. It's a, definitely an interesting for, thing.
Just 5% off the top?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. 5% wow. of your total.
And so Alex will do that. She likes the deal. So if I go through and go, well, we can save more money at Target. Well, I don't want to drive down there. And you have your extra 5%. Oh, okay. All I have to do is mention the deal and we're off. We're off to the races. But
you guys are scaring me.
No, I mean, it's honestly, it's great. It's great for so many reasons. I love that store. I go to Target. I would say I'm at Target. When I'm on set a lot, I'm at Target 2 to 3 times a week.
And you, Nikki?
Probably 3 times a week.
Yeah. In general,
that's gonna stop
on a slow week.
Right now,
I'm calling all the Targets.
It's gonna stop tomorrow. Can I go there today and we can start it tomorrow?
Yeah, exactly. Starting now.
No. Wait, now I need more clothes.
On her way home, straight to Target.
Straight to Target.
But I'm gonna send them like your picture. Say, watch out for this girl. She shoplifts, and then they won't let you in.
Actually, I'm going to Target today because I have two. No, because I have two items that I need to return.
So you're going to Target today. You're going to Target today.
It's a party.
Yeah.
Wait, so
wanna come with us?
No, I'm going to
party in aisle 4.
I know. I'm returning two items that I bought that didn't fit quite right because I didn't go into the fitting room. By the way, I do want to point out that I've gotten blown in a Target dressing room.
First of all, I haven't been in a fitting room in like 20 years.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine going in a fitting room.
Yeah.
And gotta then try also stuff then
getting a blowjob in it.
Well, no, and the one thing I didn't think about, because, you know, Alex was feeling a little generous that day and, you know, excited because it's the Target.
Was
you
it your birthday?
It was not. I don't even remember what happened on my birthday. So I guess that's a good thing. But no, I wish I would have taken my
Batman.
Camera or Batman. Had my.
Batman.
Oh my God, you're right. We went to Warner Brothers. Fuck. Alex, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. You know I have a short-term memory. I had the greatest time going to Warner Brothers and taking a tour of the back lot. And we went and saw the Batman
exhibit. Trouble with that.
I would fucking die from that. I am so sorry. I loved it. It was amazing. But I wish I would have had my iPhone or a GoPro to actually film this. Put it on Clips for sale. Make a couple $100 of me getting a blowjob at Target.
But do you like make a lot of noise when you're coming? Like the people in the other room, trying on some pants, and they hear this. Oh baby, yeah.
No, what's funny?
Who's your daddy now, bitch?
Because I've shot all the POV BJ scenes for my movies. How I shoot them, I don't make any noise. I mean, there's always that little bit at the end that I'm holding, okay, don't make some sort of weird coming noise. But I don't talk and I don't make, I don't make move that through the scene. So I'm fine with this. Like, I can get away with it.
I always just scream, you're a good little girl.
Exactly. And also,
daddy loves you.
I want to do it in a dressing room.
Well, and Alex is smart enough to not go, gah, 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 on the, it's like, it's not like you're like, what the fuck's going on?
I hope there was a really nice older lady next to hear you
yeah,
do this,
exactly.
Because that would be
it's just,
perfect.
I can see you getting a blowjob, and next door is some lady just rubbing one out, going, yeah, this is hot. And next to that is another lady just going like this, going, oh, yeah.
What's their women's brand? Isn't it?
Exhilaration.
That's what it was. I should be just use it as a cum rag. Clean up with exhilaration.
I think you
panties.
Should make a porn parody called Target.
We'll call it Exhilaration.
Oh,
that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. All clothing was. Oh,
no, I'm scared.
And, this is genius. All sets are red.
And every clothing item has to be exhilaration.
Everything has to be exhilaration.
Yes.
This
and all the scenes perfect. Take place inside the Target. The whole thing is like, it's almost like Lost. There's this island, but it's called Target.
And we sleep in
and
the tent.
No, everybody's walking around this Target store, and everything's done in flashbacks.
Ooh,
and then they go
like
back, and there's
this.
A flashback of a guy getting a blowjob in the Target thing, but you see him shopping with this
and
girlfriend.
And you can buy food for breakfast and everything.
And every scene ends in with... For all you Lost fans.
And at the end, Jack dies.
And there's a flash of the Target sign.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. That's enough.
So, Nikki, I appreciate you coming out. Besides Target in any city, where can your fans and everybody else stalk you on the interwebs?
That's the only place I go.
Oh, wait. Target.com? Do you have an account?
Target.com.
My homepage.
I have the Target app on my phone. Sorry, where can they find you on the internet?
My Twitter and Instagram is itsnikkinext, ITSNIKKINEXT. And that's what I have for right now.
That's it. Mr. Avery, besides Target, that you never go to, where can your stalkers find you?
You can find me in my office working.
Nonstop. Is there anything in here to rescue you that's from Target?
Let's see. My toaster oven's from Target. Yeah. That was a gift from Audrey.
So you can cook while you're working. Because
every time I've gone to Target, honestly, I think 9 out of 10 times was Audrey. Mm-hmm. And every time I go, she's always nice to like buy me something. Mm-hmm. Like it's like, she'll be like, oh, my comforter's from Target.
Oh. And that was like, oh, see, he's bashing. He's being
no, but Target I'm saying bashing. I never bought it. She always buys it for me. Mm-hmm. I think she's using me for that. Like it's like gifts.
Well, since you never like to throw a shout out where we can find you, where can we find Audrey?
Exactly. Yeah, you can find Audrey at Audrey Batani X.
Yes.
At Audrey Batani X. And you can find her wonderful website that I do, AudreyBatani.com.
Very nice. Well, my name is Maurice. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also check out my blog, TheAverageMo.com, where you can check out all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.